Records now.
Capital 263.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Tech Knowledge, and I'm your host, Dion.
You're not the host. You're not sitting in the host seat.
I'm still introducing the show, so technically.
No. My name is Gate Indiaman. Well, welcome to Tech Knowledge, hosted by the best Capital 263, the best podcast channel in Zimbabwe by virtue of being the only one. But yeah. Yeah. Free to do it, free to say it.
I can do 7.5 out of 10.
I can still do better than you. Anyways, you're a 5. Yeah. That's my introduction. Peasant, you may introduce yourself.
You're a 7.5 out of X.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, and I'm Dion, the actual host. And we're back. We've been gone for a while, and we're back again.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we'll be having episodes every 2 weeks instead of every week, sadly. But we are still around, and we'll still be recording.
Drugs a bit, okay.
Yeah, I remember that episode of South Park. Speaking about shows, I started watching Westworld. Have you watched Westworld before?
I watched it. I was disappointed. It takes itself too seriously for what it is.
What do you want from it, exactly?
I don't know. It just takes itself too seriously.
So you want like Deadpool kind of jokes and people killing each other and whatnot?
No, as in, right. Okay, if a show is great, right?
Yeah.
I feel like shows should build a reputation for themselves before they start taking themselves seriously. Even Game of Thrones. I mean, Game of Thrones, it, in the beginning, kind of was... like, even if you look at season one.
No, yeah, season one was pretty much meh until...
Then
spoiler alert.
Yeah, then it became good. Then it started taking itself seriously. That's how I feel like movies and series should be like.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I'm only on the second episode, so yeah.
If you ain't shit, don't take yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of things happened this week in tech here in Zimbabwe and worldwide. It's been one of those, you know, times in tech when things are just going crazy.
My way.
Yeah, basically, my way. And we're going to talk about everything. The new iPhones.
No, we're not going to talk about the new iPhone. I feel like that's cliche. You're expecting us to talk about the new iPhone.
Yeah, but then people...
But then you're going to... We're going to surprise you. We're not talking about the iPhone. We're going to be talking about the Nokia. Yeah. Surprise.
What Nokia?
There's no Nokia. It's a joke. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, so done. We're obviously going to be talking about the new Nokia, some local news. You know, yeah, it's basic stuff like that.
Yeah, as usual. So I think we should start with Quest because, I mean, we talk about Quest all the time, but yeah, it's getting more and more interesting.
Right, yeah, you say it.
Yeah, so what we've seen this week is Quesa have launched a partnership with Netflix. Can you imagine?
Wait, they've launched a partnership with Netflix?
Yes.
I told you they're going to be the new thing.
And yeah.
I told you they're going to be better than DSTV. What did you say?
What did I say? I remember saying that's probably going to happen. Really?
But yeah, no, seriously, I told you they were gonna. I told you guys that they have a fighting chance, but you're saying, no. The first week that Quest launched, they already had 24,000 subscribers in just a week.
Well, they have 32,000 now.
Yeah, and they relaunched like what, yesterday or the day before that. And what were you saying? What were you saying? You were doubting me.
I was saying it's going to
be. Do you feel embarrassed now?
Nope.
Yeah, you must feel. You must feel ashamed.
Nope.
But not, never mind. You know what? I'm going to get the last laugh when one day you're going to have Quest TV in your house.
I support Quest and I've been very positive on them this whole time.
You're like a bandwagon fan, right? You're the type of person to yell, Golden State Warriors is terrible, but then start cheering for them when they're in the finals.
I do not even know who that team is.
One is Steph Curry.
The one that wears yellow?
And blue, yes. You see?
I think I vaguely know them.
You're a bandwagon fan.
I don't even follow
cheering
basketball.
The other day. Sure.
I don't even follow basketball. What are you talking about?
Anyways, but yeah, you get what I'm saying. This guy, do not listen to Dion's opinion. He is... a very bandwagon person. He only supports the team that's winning.
No, I support things that are going in a positive direction. And you know, with tech, that's what you're supposed to do.
Sure.
And I think Quest is going the right direction because
you know what?
They're actually
right now.
Forward.
I prefer Chawas. Chawaz is loyal. He was with AMD even in their hard times. You know, they were making bulldozers processors. Nobody knows what the hell that was.
And I've always been a team flopped, NVIDIA.
And it went away. And then they got a new architecture and it flopped and went away. He was still supporting it. Then they got another one and it flopped and it went away. 5 consecutive years flopping. He stood by their side. Then now Ryzen is winning. Yeah, he's still by their side. You should be like that, son.
Yeah, I'm team NVIDIA for days. I've been with them since sure. Before GeForce.
So when Quest is losing, your team DSTV. But anyway, it's fine. That's another case. We'll settle this personal agenda. Time, tatig. but yeah, Quest TV has been going through a lot in the past few weeks.
That's right.
For example, they lost their license to what?
Is it because of Baz? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Baz Zimbabwe. What, Broadcasting Association?
The Broadcasting Association of Zimbabwe. They revoked their license for some nebulous reasons.
Saying that they bought the license or registered for the license through someone else, Dr. Dish. Yeah, through someone who was not associated with the association.
That's right. And then Dr. Dish apparently had some debts that they hadn't paid to the BAZ. But before they got the license, they did pay off all their debts. Baz took the money and they were like, okay, that's great. And then when they were now getting the license, they said, how about not?
Yeah, there's always politics in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court overruled that decision and said that Quest should still keep their license.
And
then Baz have appealed against that.
Mm-hmm. Seems like Baz has got a personal agenda with Quest. This is politics inside. All right. Speaking of, we're going to focus on Quest mainly right now. What kind of partnership did Quest make with Netflix?
Yeah, so what happens is for Netflix, what the deal is that, well, South Africa will be the first country to offer the service, first of all. And so what they're going to do...
We would be getting the service, but then government...
So yeah, they're going to use a Roku, which is a streaming device. It's like an Apple TV, Apple TV kind of device that you connect to your TV.
Yeah.
And you stream internet channels, basically. You can choose from hundreds of them. You pick which ones you like. Some of them are even free. But the basic package does cost about $10 a month for just the Netflix
alone.
Shebang, yeah.
Plus the Quest on top.
That's right.
How much is Quest?
It's all going to, I think it's going to be the same $50. They haven't released that much information about it. This is as far as we know.
Yeah, but then the problem as much as Quest is satellite TV, there some of the online features. Seems like you're going to need internet to fully exploit everything that it has to offer.
Yes, that seems to be another thing. But now, this thing doesn't offer internet inclusively. It doesn't. You need to have internet on your own. It proves to be a problem.
But overall, I'll still support Quest regardless of... I'll still choose Quest over DSTV. This is not a war about who's better, DSTV or Quest. I'm just saying, in general, judging from the prices and everything, well, Netflix alone is really great. I would choose Netflix over DSTV any day.
Yeah, Netflix is much better.
Plus Quest. And that is dope. That is a really excellent deal. And if you're getting both of them, that's going to run you like $60, which is way better compared to the $90 bracket for DSTV premium.
Oh, no. That $50 I spoke about is just for the decoder. It's actually $30 a month for the premium package.
Oh, so it's $40.
It's $40 in total.
See, what you're getting for, like, is it Compact Plus?
It should be Compact Plus, that's right.
You're going to be getting a lot more channels than what you're getting. Because DSTV...
Premium as well. That's it.
Yeah, as much as DSTV might have all these channels. Honestly...
We can admittedly say that there's like 10 channels in total that people watch on DSTV.
Yeah.
Like, we could name 10 channels.
Like, honestly... All right. I can say on DSTV... There are about 100 acceptable channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, then like the Mnet, this, Mnet that. Those are the good channels.
Yeah.
If you remove the Mnet, what do you have?
Mnet and Supersport for the sports.
Then you're probably just going to have like what? The Nat Geo Animal Planet type of stuff, Discovery.
TLC.
I wouldn't watch TLC.
History Channel with
TLC is a joke. Like. All right. Then what else? ID is nice.
Yeah, ID is good. Discovery ID.
And Ignition.
I remember when Discovery used to have those How Is It Made shows. Remember
yeah.
that? Those things were so cool.
Those were so good. But yeah,
you can see back in the day, DSTV used to be really compelling. But now, I don't think, like, if you look at it, like, a lot of the channels that are on DSTV, like, on their own have gone down. Like, the quality is, like, plummeted. And that's yeah. really, like, affecting DSTV themselves.
Yeah, and the problem is that, and the other problem they're also facing is that, you know, expansion of channels. Channels are moving from, what, satellite TV to streaming TV.
That's right. A lot of them are doing that.
Then the other problem is that content is more readily available these days than it was before. You knew that if you wanted to watch a certain... Why? Oh, my God. My microphone is giving up on me. Anyways, you knew that back in the days, if you wanted to watch a certain show, you had no choice. You had to go to DSTV and subscribe and blah, blah, and watch the show. But then these days, you can stream it online. Third-party energy, third-party what? Sources can give you the...
Can give you the show.
For free.
And if you want to be naughty, you can pirate it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. This is what's happening. And, well, some arguments are saying that this is hurting the film industry and everything, but then, yeah, it's a different case.
I think, like, I didn't really think about that, but the fact that the channels themselves have also been the problem. Because if you look at it, the problem we have, not the problem, the situation we have in Zimbabwe and Africa in general, where it's satellite versus streaming. It's very similar to the one in the States, but instead of satellites, it's cable.
Yeah.
Cable versus Netflix. And cable is losing in America.
Yeah.
So we don't know what will happen here.
The other thing that's happening is that, people are arguing, well, this was actually a discussion the other time I read it online. People are saying that Netflix is hurting the film industry and other channels.
How so?
You know, the fact that when they release content, you know, content is supposed to spend like a certain amount of time in the cinema.
Yes.
But then with Netflix exclusives, well, they go to Netflix directly and some go to the cinema. Like Baby Driver, for instance. Wow. Like sometimes they might have partnerships that a movie goes to the cinema. Like
it's exclusive on the cinema for a while first before it's on streaming.
But then
services.
That period is really short with what? Netflix.
How short? Is it like a week?
Sometimes like just like 4 weeks. Sometimes a day.
A day?
Yeah, but then they don't do that. They mainly do that with the series. When they release a series, it just comes out the whole thing, like that same day.
Oh, the whole season.
Yeah, the whole season.
Yeah, because binge watching is really good for Netflix.
For Netflix,
not
yes.
good for the guys who make the show.
And other people that want to get the shows also.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those problems similar to music streaming. You know the way music streaming is sort of like for Spotify and Deezer and those guys, it's actually like they have a lot of benefits. But then for the actual artists, it's like they're not really making dividends.
And they're not making cash. Same way that Avicii made about 26,000, only 26,000 in 2014 from Spotify.
What?
Yeah, and his songs were topping the charts.
Jeez, that's horrible. Yeah. That is absolutely horrible.
No, it's sad because most of his songs had millions of plays.
Yeah, his songs are really good. You always see them in the like huge. But I think when it comes to music streaming, one thing that definitely I find the most amazing was how Taylor Swift bashed Apple and Apple Music and all those other guys. And now she's literally the face of Apple Music. Like, that kind of turnaround is just so funny.
Yeah, it's just money. You know, like, people go where the money is.
Yeah, of course.
People go where the money is. That's just the way it works. And other thing, what is it?
Tell One.
Yeah.
Have entered in the game. They've officially applied for video on demand license. They want to compete with Netflix. Yeah, it has some silly name like the DEOD or something.
Oh my God. Net One.
It's Tell One.
Oh, Tell One. Either way, they're still owned by the government and they're both terrible.
Yeah, so what happened was that, of course, as everyone knows, that Tell One offers ADSL packages and other internet packages. The idea is to offer this digital video on demand thing digital entertainment on demand, that's what they call it, DEOD, to be alongside their ADSL packages. So that when you get like a Taiwan package, boom, you get this DEOD on top.
Yeah, that's their way of getting customers, because people are really moving away from
Taiwan. Yeah,
Taiwan. It's
horrible. I'm still loyal to Taiwan.
Jesus. Because, well, Zoho and other companies are making more interesting offers. Like, for example, Zoho is more reliable than Taiwan. That's a fact. And
recently, very, yeah, that's true.
And Zoho has, now has that funny $50 package for Wi-Fi, but then it's capped to a lower speed. But still, you're going to be having.
They don't even advertise the speed. We don't even know the speed. Like,
but then it's still good compared. Still good compared to what
the
tier one
other packages. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll wait to see what happens there. They did apply for a license after realizing that they can't really like just have the service out there, because they were actually planning on it for like about a year now, but then it sort of just went quiet because I think they realized that we need a license from Baz first before we do anything.
How's that and working out for them?
Yeah, Baz has been on fire recently. So we're going to have to wait and see how that goes first before.
Baz, yeah. And then Bojila.
That is true. They have been excessive.
Is that it for local news?
I believe so. I think it was just a question for me.
Yeah, and, well, like, all right, this is not tech-related, but I just saw something, an interesting article, like how the cost of living is going up.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about that. Is that tech-related in any way?
Yeah, it's not tech-related. Well, could be. Well, because everything is going up. That means internet is probably going to be more expensive in some way. And at some point, yeah, because as expenses get higher and higher for each family and everything, things are going to get harder and harder for each family.
Do you think this would cause a drop in the number of internet users in Zimbabwe in the near future, at least?
I don't know. I feel like people in Zimbabwe always find a way. Still remember, I don't think you're in Zimbabwe yet when internet went mainstream. Well, because Econet made internet mainstream.
Is it?
Like 2012, 2011.
2011.
Somewhere there. So, yeah, that's when people really gradually stopped going from internet cafes and started owning their own internet and stuff like that. Because internet was always considered something expensive in Zimbabwe.
Really? I remember when I was in Botswana, we used to have internet at home.
You're privileged, Brad.
Yeah, I guess.
But anyways,
I should check my privilege.
Yeah, privilege. Well, nyang is my privilege. But yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Internet on my iMac.
You see, I don't even know what that was.
You didn't know what an iMac was?
In 2011, no, not even. You'd be surprised.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But 2012, everything cleared up when the internet came.
Which is a good thing. Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, right, on to the interesting stuff. So you're probably wondering the Apple X event, what makes the Apple iPhone interesting? But then to clarify, obviously people know this. It's got bezel-less, almost right.
So they're using a Samsung screen, funnily enough. They're using a Samsung screen better than Samsung used the Samsung screen on their own Samsung phones.
They didn't use it better.
Compare that to the Samsung Galaxy S8.
Yeah, they used it better. No, they didn't use it better.
What do you use a screen better? For me, I'm talking about the bezels, because they were able to get the bezels from like the top of the phone to the bottom of the phone.
They still have, Samsung still has a higher screen to body ratio.
Okay.
Because on the edges of the S8, the bezel is thinner than it is on the iPhone X.
That is true. Yes, I saw that.
So they still have, as much as they might have like slightly larger bezels on top and bottom, they still have a better screen to body ratio than the iPhone overall.
Well, that's true, but let me talk then. But the problem
depends on you.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is that, well, look at the screen and look at how they made it look beautiful.
The essay looks beautiful. I don't care. You are just jizzing.
We should probably make a survey. Yeah, they, people actually was
horrible.
Did
that thing was horrible.
People actually did surveys.
No, sorry, can we please come back? That wallpaper was actually horrible. I hated it.
Anyways, people actually held surveys on Twitter, like those poll surveys on Twitter. Even Worldstar asked that question. Which, who did it better? They put an iPhone X and an S8. iPhone was option B. The S8 was option A. Most people voted option A. Surprise, Marvel.
Yeah, but yeah, I think on that regard at least.
So you can go and, I don't know, right, never mind. I don't want to start yelling profanities because I'm triggered here, but yeah.
Why are you triggered? I'm just...
What's triggering me? What's triggering me is that people are looking at Apple as a god. As in, like, they're doing something that's never been done before. Nobody, like, this is completely new. Oh my god, Apple's... But then... What if I tell you augmented reality on phones has been here since last year and it was patented by LG?
Yeah, I know that.
What if I told you that the whole thing, what's that funny? Like the gestures, we're actually together when you saw it.
The gestures started on the Palm Pre, which was released in 2009 when the iPhone 3G came out.
You see?
So yeah.
Well, facial recognition failed twice whilst it was being tested on stage at the Apple conference.
Yeah, I felt bad for Craig, man. He was just there trying to do his job and the things are working and everyone's looking.
Like, I'm Skuda and Skufila. But anyways, it's still a good...
It's a good phone.
If what they say is true, that you have a 1 in a million chance of unlocking it, then that's really good.
Okay, so here these. I read this article from digitaltrends.com and I got some very interesting quotes from the author. I want to just hear what you have to say about it. Look, on this whole iPhone X thing, I think it's a good phone, but I genuinely just feel like neutral about it. It's a good phone, but it's like...
Same way I feel about it.
Okay, so hear this. Apple creates fun reasons for features to exist. He's basically saying that, like you said, oh, these features, we've had them for years, you know, this is not new. But then they take it and they basically make it feel like it's new. They make it feel...
They just make it mainstream, fun. Yeah, Pierre.
Huh?
They just make it mainstream. They've got the audience to make it mainstream, yeah, Pierre. That is it.
Okay, but... Okay.
But you can agree.
We are going to have a discussion about this because as much as I feel strongly with you on this... There was a point he kept on making in that article that you probably just have to read it to understand it. That was actually not for Apple per se. And it really explained a lot of interesting things.
But then seriously speaking,
yeah.
I feel like Apple has the audience to make something mainstream. You know, even an idea that's not widely agreed upon, they have the power to make it mainstream, like removing the headphone jack, for instance.
But then Samsung's bigger than Apple, surely.
Well, Samsung is bigger than Apple in South Korea and
In the world. Like, how many people have Samsung here in Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
How many of your friends don't have Samsungs?
Of my friends.
How many of your family don't have Samsungs?
You'd be actually surprised. Most people I know use iPhones.
Well, you're a special case. You live in Borrowdale. But
really, nigga? Really, nigga?
Okay, we're special cases, but... Like in general, like when you look at the country as an average, a lot of people use Samsungs and Samsungs are very popular. So why can't Samsung also have that sort of
The thing is, Samsung is selling more devices, right? They're selling more devices than Apple, but then they're not making as much cash as Apple.
That's
because
true.
Apple is selling only premium flagship smartphones at a really high price. Whilst with Samsung, they're selling, right?
Everything.
Everything,
selling
right?
Everything.
Something from
big
like
phones,
$1,000 Note 8 to like, what, a $40
Samsung
phone
Pockets.
That's running Tizen.
Jesus.
You know what Tizen is, right?
Tizen is their custom software thing, right?
Yeah, but then Samsung is really influential in South Korea. Like, all right, I was reading an article. Like,
but who would you consider to be more successful as a phone company?
Depends. What's your definition of success? Is success making more money or is success reaching a wider audience?
Oh, that's actually an interesting question.
Ha! Quote this.
I'd say it's the first one, making more money. Who's making more money?
Apple.
Yeah, but and that's the thing. Because at the end of the day, I personally don't like monopolies, whether it's iPhone or, you know, the Google Pixels or whatever. I like having like diverse phones all competing on the same front. And to be fair, that is what we want to happen. But sadly, we're not seeing that. What we're seeing is Apple release like an iPhone X and everyone goes crazy over it and everyone is buying it. Why can't Samsung make a phone that everyone wants in the same way?
The thing is, there's so many factors that are hurting Android right now. Android works with Samsung. I know. Right. The first thing is people are just naturally not educated about this kind of stuff. They're not as well versed as we are. You know.
That's fair.
Let me finish my argument.
Okay,
most people are surrounded by cheap Android devices. Am I lying?
That's true.
They have this conception that all Android devices are not flagship. All Android devices are terrible. So then they're going to go for the Apple smartphone because it is, generally a high quality. And they sell something that's singular. You know they're selling a flagship no matter what.
Yeah, there's no other phone buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with Android, most people are surrounded by people using mid-budget or driven budget.
Horrible phones. Yeah.
Exactly. And Android does not have that uniformity because every Android phone is trying to sell something different to a different person because they want something specific. And that's the thing. Sometimes when somebody cannot find something that matches them with Android, they go to Apple. And that's their selling point. Apple is like, we are simple. We are this and we're this. And
that's actually a really good point.
To dumb fucks, that's appealing. Yeah.
but now I'm saying that's a good point. But then, like, is it the job of the consumer, of the normal Jack and Jill who doesn't care about tech, to find out about what is the best Android phone to get? Or is it the job of the tech companies themselves, like Google and LG, to actually make their phones appealing and show the world that there's some great Samsung phones or some great LG phones out there?
That is the thing. They can make it appealing, but with Android, it's not going to be appealing to everyone. You see?
Fair enough.
You might take an Android phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might take an Android phone, then put less features on it. It's going to be appealing to someone. Then you might take the same Android phone and put more features on it, but people are not going to be appealed to that. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to like the same thing with Android. And with Apple, it's specific. You know you're getting plain, bland, with super performance.
Yeah. And now you're coming back to the point that I'm making. Let's take, for example, Samsung and Apple. Samsung had a Face ID kind of thing going on longer than Apple did. They had it on the Note 7, right?
Yeah.
But was there any fanfare about it?
No,
there wasn't.
Well, the thing is, Samsung has buzz in South Korea. That's what I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I read an article. Yeah. Samsung is an amalgamation of 80 plus companies.
That's true.
That's the thing. So they share their profits amongst themselves. In South Korea, you could be born in a Samsung hospital and go, when you die, you go to a Samsung mortuary. This is actually
I'd be worried if you'd explode in the hospital or something.
This is actually not a joke because Samsung has got that much influence. For example, did you know that iris scanning feature was how it came about?
How? From it came the about, biometrics?
No, it came about because the South Korean government wanted like personal devices for their officials that were super secure.
Then they got the iris scanners.
Yes.
But you see, when the Note 7 came out with the face scan, a lot of people were complaining about how it could be tricked with, you know, stuff, simple things like photos, masks and whatnot.
They eventually fixed that.
But if I was a consumer, like I'm not a tech guy like I am, and I'm a consumer and I'm looking and I hear about this, I'm not going to really follow up and say, well, let's go back and see what they're
doing. Yeah, not to make an excuse for Samsung, but in this case, those things were done in controlled environments. Okay, like, let's put this in a realistic situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody, like, literally grabs your phone or holds you down, then points the phone to your face, they're not going to unlock it.
Okay, yeah, they fixed it.
Exactly. Or, yeah, you see what I mean.
But then that's the difference. With Apple, they've done two things. And I'm not saying this to praise Apple. I'm saying this because I want to see more of this from, you know, Google. From Google are trying to move in some extent to that direction. It's this thing of, firstly, making the features useful and interesting. Like, they took Face ID and it wasn't just, oh, it's a security feature to open your phone. It became a toy. You can use the Animoji thing. I'm sure you've heard about the Animoji thing.
It's stupid.
it's stupid to you because you don't use it. But for people, you know,
It's stupid.
It's stupid, but it's stupid. But people like it. People are very interested. People are literally saying, I want to buy that phone for that stupid feature. And that's why their phones
people
are selling.
People are stupid, okay? People die.
Yeah, and those are the stupid people who the phones need
exactly.
to get to.
People are stupid and they have money. That's the thing. People buy iPhones for a different reason. The thing is, iPhone has also created this image whereby it's got a premium vibe to it. And I feel like Apple didn't, like the phone itself didn't really do that for itself. But then Apple, through other resources. For example, you know how the iPhone 4 had such a terrible reputation.
Yeah.
It had a terrible reputation and the 5 had a terrible reputation. The thing is, they were able to use other like platforms. For example, their MacBooks, their iMacs, they're pushing out quality products and people are like, oh, this is dope. Oh, gee, that's how interest grew in Apple. Am I lying?
That's true.
And through that interest and it grew and became something else. And yeah, so now they're selling, because back in the days it used to be this, Apple that, but then now they're selling it as one image. They're going for this premium, slim, sleek looking device. Am I lying?
Yeah.
You just got owned, son.
How did I get owned?
Because I'm telling you facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm lost, but okay. But yeah, no, I personally wouldn't get the iPhone X, but then I think it's a
you
great
can't afford
device.
It either way.
Even if I could afford it, I still wouldn't
you
get
can,
it.
But you can't.
You're talking as if you can.
I can't.
Exactly. We both can't. So let's move on.
But you can't.
Well, in Zimbabwe, we couldn't because it could.
Even if you,
I mean, look, it's 55 countries. It's where it's going to be available in, and surprise, surprise, Zimbabwe is not part of that. And well, we'll hopefully see it sooner or later. But now there's reports that they might be in short supply.
They're actually already in short supply.
Wow! Before they even launch, they're in short supply. It just shows how much demand there is for them.
Yeah, Apple is saying due to the sophisticated design, blah blah blah. They're still they're only able to make 10,000 units per day.
Jesus.
So they won't be able to meet demand. And you might actually only be able to get it next year.
I'm not shocked by that.
Because we're going into the Christmas festive thingy.
Happy birthday, here's an iPhone X kind of
And
festive season. Yeah. And okay, so they've removed Touch ID, the fingerprint scanner on the iPhone. Mm-hmm. And they've replaced it with what we've been talking about this whole time, Face ID, which is basically going to use your face. But the interesting part about the Face ID is how they've implemented it. They've used a few cameras and different sensors that basically work together to create these dot impressions of your face. So in your face,
But then I'm impressed by the fact that it works at night in the dark. And
It even has
That's one impressive feat they did.
What's that thing called? It's a dot projector? Yes, a dot projector.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. A fancy
floodlight
name.
Or something. I don't know.
Floodlight.
That would be a funny name for it. And inclusive in the setup in the front is a floodlight light.
But yeah, and the other thing is Apple, the reason why Apple is leading is that they're actually good at marketing. And they sell lies. Like, you know, the way they were describing the most powerful. It is, well, it probably is the most powerful right now. The magic.
Yeah, but it's only going to be the most powerful for the next, what, two months? And then after that, something else is going to pop up. But yeah, that's why I never listen to that. Like, even when they talk about the processors, like, you're just speaking gibberish. A11, Bionic, what does that even mean? Oh. Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, so just move on. Let's talk about...
Microscopically sealed. And it's still IP67, not 68 or 69.
IP67.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about the iPhone X for so long, we forgot that they actually also released the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. But to be honest, is there really anything to talk about there?
Not really. Those are just...
It's just the updated iPhone 7.
Yeah,
it's the iPhone
7
is. More power, better speakers.
4K display.
Wireless charging, which we've had for years now.
We didn't have that oh my God.
We have had that for 18... No, oh, sorry, excuse me. We've been having that for like, what, 9 years now? Wireless charging?
Seven, 8 years.
No, 9 years. It's been there since 2009.
Oh. But yeah, it's been here for a while, but...
The first phone to come out with it, like I said, was the Palm Pre, which was released when the iPhone 3G was released.
I always call it Palm Tree for some reason.
Because you're Gary.
But you're Jerry.
So, this is another funny quote. I didn't agree with it per se. I just found it funny from that article. It says, I'm going to put some sort of accent on. In the mobile space, it hardly needs to think about the puck because it's already scoring most of the goals.
Really? No.
Yep. They're talking about Apple, by the way. So, yeah. I think it's a great device. But then what I'm also looking forward to is to see the errors.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the errors because I know that when Apple tries to really push for something, they become clumsy somehow. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Like when the iPhone 4 came out.
Antenna bands, losing connections.
You hold it funny and their response, so Steve Jobs-esque was, you're holding your phone
the wrong way.
Yeah. Until they did actually release a bumper for it so that it can, you know, work against the whole skedaddle. Which... Yeah.
We're going to have to see how that works. But that is, I honestly feel like there's going to be a way to get past Face ID. I somehow feel like that.
People went through Touch ID. Like there was a German, not company, there was a German university student who went through Touch ID like within weeks of it first coming out.
Yeah, the thing is, these things can be eventually hacked. And the other thing I'm curious about, the Infinity display sort of thing they have going on. You know, Apple is always notorious for how their screens are always breaking. And the fact that they're bragging that they have 7 layers of screen. This was really interesting. Somebody quoted that, wow, we now have 7 more layers to break. You see?
I was also very interested because if you did see the Xiaomi Mi phone, it had and also an infinite display, although it was more squarish. And if you did look at the drop tests, when you dropped it like from an angle like that, like from the angle of the phone from one of the corners, dead pixels.
Exactly. It doesn't work. That's the thing. I'm really curious about that.
Nonetheless, on the iPhone 8, I'm very, very happy with the return of the glass back in front. Like they went back to the iPhone 4 thing. Really like that. I love that about the iPhone 4.
Well, I'm really curious how the Apple fans will react. You know, because Samsung did that, they caught a lot of shade. Hey, it's cheap, blah, blah, blah. Now that their own company is doing it, how they react?
Yeah, I mean, well, the S7 was plastic.
Well, it was, in some versions were plastic. Some versions. That's the thing. Like I said about Samsung, is that they're trying to, what? What's the word?
What?
They're trying to what?
Compensate?
No. What's the thing? Bring in everyone? No.
Consolidate.
That's not the word. They're trying to...
Centralize.
Just...
Bring it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, together.
Right, they're trying to put something for everyone in their device.
Oh, to accommodate.
Exactly. To accommodate everyone.
Yeah, so, no, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, they're trying to accommodate everyone in their devices. I don't know how it's going to work, but hey, it's good. But then...
The saddest part about everything is the fact that, you know, Samsung worked so hard to bring their phones to the same naming scheme as the iPhone. Do you remember that? When it was like the iPhone 4, but... The Galaxy was still on the 3. Then they were like, no, make a phone quickly. Then it was like S7 and iPhone 7. Then S8. And they were like expecting iPhone 8. And then iPhone was like, no, we are alone. iPhone X.
Which is 10.
Which is actually 10. Which is actually going to be like when they release the 10. Is it also going to be called the 10?
I don't know. Maybe they might go to 11.
And skip the 10. So it's going to be 9, then 11, 9-11.
Okay, but then all criticism aside, I am actually seriously concerned about the multi-layer screen that they have. Yeah. I've seen that phones with multiple layers of screen in the past.
But
don't
Gary,
really,
it's the most powerful glass ever put on a smartphone.
Yeah, most powerful doesn't mean doesn't mean it's not that brittle. Doesn't mean that.
I know, it was
exactly.
Joke.
Like, same way that people tune diamonds at the hardest substance on earth doesn't mean that they still don't crack.
That's
you see?
True. I bet the iPhone 20 will probably be made out of diamonds.
I don't know. Diamonds still crack. And that's the thing. The way that there are multiple layers on top of each other.
Yeah.
You know what Samsung did with the edges? Inception. Really? You know what Samsung did with the edges?
Yeah.
Like the 6 edge, the S6 edge, whereby
the lower layer of
glass might break before the one on top breaks. Mm-hmm. That always looks awkward. Like, it really messes up your display. I've seen a couple of people like that. And that, how Apple is going to do that? God knows.
We're going to have to just wait and see. I always love seeing how these devices break. Like, whether it's the iPhone, the Pixel, whatever, I just love seeing how they break.
But overall, I am really impressed by what Apple has done.
Yes. Wow. Guys, Apple, like, look, you've made myself, I was about to say that something wrong. Myself, Chawas, and Gary actually commend Apple for something, like, which isn't new.
I'll give you a 7 or an 8 out of 10 in terms of
IGN review from Gary.
But no, yeah, this is the most effort I've seen Apple put in a device in a very long time.
Very long time.
Very long time.
Let's just hope that the new edition of Apple fanboys can be better as well.
The most Apple fanboys are only going to be able to afford the older,
that's right,
the older iPhones.
We literally know people who will defend Apple to the death, but then they use iPhone 4s basically.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
But anyways, that's it for this week.
Gary, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, my account name or IG handle as the cookies.
Has it changed?
No, it's still the same.
Still the same.
Hugo the Slum God. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you want to catch me on app, my number is 07 psych. but yeah, you can catch our us owns at what?
On Facebook.
Tech Knowledge Podcast on Instagram or Tech Knowledge FM on Facebook or Tech Knowledge what on Twitter?
It's the same. Tech Knowledge FM on Twitter.
Or you can go to our parent, 26, capital 263 what?
Capital 260 Chat is also on Facebook.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. And so Instagram. Give them a like, give them a follow, give them a retweet, I guess.
Yeah. Don't post dick pics. That would be disgusting.
Yeah. Please don't do that. So we're definitely on there. If you are using an iPhone or an iMac or a MacBook or a Windows PC, which has iTunes, and you're listening to this podcast, go ahead on iTunes.com
and
look for us and give us a review. What do you think? Comment. We'll love to hear those. If we get enough, I guess we'll read them out after the podcast. Would love to do that.
Yeah.
It's a great, so great
go
thing.
To our Instagram page, comment, like, tune stuff. Even insult us, we don't care. Give us feedback.
Yeah.
App, WhatsApp.
Let us know what
app
you like.
Group, give us feedback, what you think about the podcast, where we should go with it. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, don't be afraid to share with your family, friends, and go sekuru, even your neighbors, your pets.
Yeah. We'd love to have dogs listening
even
to
even when you're in the hot box, you know, just share it with your guys, you know. Yeah, dude.
Like, share it. It's free. No royalties and stuff. Just give like it to AIDS. Everyone you like.
Yeah.
Just share it, man.
It's like an STI. Just.
Yeah, just give it to everyone. Yeah, this is the part where we say goodbye, right?
Bye.
There was a song I wanted to sing. I forgot. So just say, bye, everyone. It's been a show. And now. Capital 263.